Follow our Twitter account at Wow Show.
It is Way of the Warrior. Eric O'Brien, along with Ken Evans, covering everything in the world of mixed martial arts. We get to the end of the show, and that means we cover news and usually the question of the week. However, I phrased it wrong yesterday when I put up a Chael Sonnen video, because apparently anybody just watches the video and they don't ask questions, because the only comments we got were things like, he's the greatest personality of all time, which is not a question, more of a statement of fact.
Try this. He's the greatest personality of all time?
Yes, he is, Ken.
There you go.
You win.
Win question of the week.
All right. So what happened on UFC tonight is that Chael Sonnen decided to put together a little haiku for one John Jones. We'll start with that because there's lots of tough news and Chael Sonnen news. So we'll start here.
You know, politics plays a role in our sport just as much as it does any other. And I wanted to take a brief moment to explain to all of the fans how my participation in next month's title fight came about. And I'll tell you, it was really simple. I got a call one day from Dana. He said, Chael, I'm putting you to work. You see, I overpaid for this light heavy, who I now realize is a jerk. He's been winning fights not with brains nor with brawn, and his matches and his one-arm cartwheels are making the whole crowd yawn. Nobody's coming to see him in living rooms or in bars. Why don't you send this guy to Circus Olay or Dancing with the Stars? He handed me his wallet, his ATM card, his PIN number 2. He said, Chael, whatever's in the account, take it. It's all for you. I thought for a moment, and I said, I'll tell you what, Uncle D, for you and the fans, this one's on me. So I went and did some homework. I got some tapes of his fights. I suggest you all give him a try if you're ever having trouble sleeping at night. They tell me he's good, but I know that can't be true. I saw him get armbarred by Vitor, and he's 52. He's so boring, he made Machida fall asleep. The snooze fest he had with Rashad, or beating up on Bonner, who's older than God. Look, here's the truth. Believe me, it is. Don't even mention Ryan Bader. He lost a fight to Tito Ortiz. So, John, I'm coming to New Jersey because I've got a job to do. I'm a fully loaded cannon boy, and I am pointed right at you. A little advice, go get in your car and go hit another tree. There do whatever you got to do to stay away, John. You don't want to fight me.
Tonight. And that, Ken Evans, is what you've been waiting for. When you talked to Chael 3 weeks ago, you were trying to get him into that zone. We are finally here. Tough is wrapping up. We've got 2 weeks left in the semifinals to get to the finals. And we have finally seen vintage Chael Sonnen come out of the woodwork.
Well, and John Jones tweeted right after that was released. He said, quote, you're using your TV platform to clown me. It's all good because I'm going to use my TV platform to clown you, end quote. So is he getting to John Jones? John Jones he responded immediately. That was on the internet. That's a promo, by the way, for UFC tonight.
Yes.
That was on the internet, I think, 12 minutes before John Jones responded.
Yes, I would say, and we talked about this, and we've been talking about this, is this, when you talk about the blueprint for George St. Pierre to win, as we did in segment one, it's the feign a punch, feign a low kick, take down, hold you down, win the fight, right? So we've talked about the way to get into John Jones' head is to do this, because this is clearly rattling him, not so much because Rampage tried it and even Rashad tried it and did some great pranks that I enjoyed thoroughly. However, what is interesting here is you have a full-on Shakespearean heel turn in that they were friends on the show and John didn't know what to do with him. And then he, as the rattlesnake that he is, turned around and bit John in the face. And now John's like, oh, I thought we were having a barbecue.
Yeah, what's going on? We were friends.
I thought we were going to play Call of Duty.
We were going to have a forklift race next week and do stuff on Ultimate Fighter and then play pool. And I don't know what happened. This is just an interesting thing. I still don't know if I'm going to pick Chael Sonnen in this fight, but my God, if he were to win, he'd never let John Jones live it down.
Oh,
he'd probably take that belt and retire just so John Jones could never have his rematch. Go to UFC tonight. He'd put it on the table on UFC tonight in front of him, having never lost it. I feel like that's what he would do. He would do what Ric Flair should have done in 1992 WWF, is just put the belt on a table in front of him and never fought anybody.
Well, speaking of 1992 WWF, Chael was also busy this weekend calling out Vince McMahon, owner of the WWE, with a tweet that says, I'll help you out and tag along because you can't spell box office without S-O-N-N-E-N. He challenges Vince McMahon and CM Punk to a Dana White, Chael Sonnen tag team match.
Oh, tell me Chael Sonnen is not good for the sport.
Oh, he's good for everything. Literally everything.
If he didn't have to fight John Jones in April, I have a feeling he would show up at WrestleMania next week. Chalsonen.
Don't you think he would show up anyway?
He might.
Not to do anything, but just to...
Oh, I think he would totally have a ring running if he didn't. He still might. He don't take it away. That also is in New Jersey along with the UFC later in April.
Well, and what Ken is alluding to that we didn't really get into is in the course of the press for the GSP-Diaz fight, Dana White revealed that at one point Vince McMahon did ask him if he wanted to do something of some sort of a match in the WWE, like two promoters against each other, blah, 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 blah. So there is this kind of thing out there.
Well, Dana kind of said there was a challenge, and I think he thought initially it was a joke until he realized how crazy smart Vince is about things like this. So he then again wasn't sure. He said, I could either fight him for real. We could do a match at WrestleMania. We could do a real match at WrestleMania. He goes, I don't know. Dana said he's too old for it, and he said Vince is too old for it. Tell me you wouldn't pay this. Take my money now.
I certainly think
$99.95.
I certainly think these two guys know the power of what they've got going on and how crossing over and being friends is mutually beneficial. Why? Because if the WWE and UFC are friends, that puts them against, oh yeah, TNA and Bellator, which
and boxing.
And boxing. So, you know, that's good for business on both ends. There's some ties in the WWE to NBC. There's obviously ties to Fox and the UFC. So you've got these two giant cannons with these two fighting organizations that I think, while it seems ridiculous, certainly seems like something that
Sean would be flipping out if he were here right now.
He would have quit the show already. But Chael would be totally into this, and it would be great for everybody involved and a lot of fun. And when you talk to guys like Ariel Helwani and a lot of those guys over at Fuel, they're all wrestling fans.
There's a lot of guys that are wrestling fans. There's a lot of wrestlers that are MMA fans. There's MMA fans clearly that are wrestling fans. You can be angry and hurt about it in the behind all you want, but it's there, and it's an opportunity for both organizations. Now, do I think Dana White's going to fight Vince McMahon in a cage? No. Could he show up at an event? Possibly. Would Chalsonen be down for doing this? Absolutely.
Yes. I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah.
So there's certainly some tie-ins there. If you don't follow WWE, and I don't follow it as much as I used to, Brock Lesnar's in one of the main events of WrestleMania this year, right?
Yes, he is.
He's fighting Vince's son-in-law, Triple H.
Triple H, yep.
I'm sorry, quote-unquote fight. I know some of the purists
get really
angry at me.
Yes.
He has a match against Triple H at WrestleMania. So the ties are back and forth. You can't ignore it. You know, it was kind of funny as hell to watch Dana in that interview realize that maybe Vince was serious. It was like he was joking at first, and then he goes, I don't know. Like, he realized in his head that Dana probably could have made a lot of money if he would have worked with Vince on that. At this point, I think Dana might be past it. That association is one you still have to be careful with simply because of the sport you have. But I think MMA's gotten to the point that if you had some fun with it at some point, I don't think anybody's going to think it's affecting your product directly. And tell me, what would you rather see? GSP Diaz again? Or Brock Lesnar, Triple H at this point.
And to your point, Ken, they don't ever stop all of the guys that come out to wrestling themes dressed as wrestlers in the UFC. So, I mean, there is some affinity to that brand. And since we're talking about Chalsonen a little bit, there's some tough news. If you missed the episode this weekend, spoiler alert. 1-1000, 2-1000.
All right. Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't do that on the show.
Bubba McDaniels won his bout, so he is in one of the last four matches, which we'll have next week. Hart and Gaslam against each other, Barnett and Andrews against each other, and then the week after, Salmon and Quinlan, and Uriah Hall takes on Bubba McDaniels. So that will get us closer to where we need to be for the finale for this show. And lastly, we've got a couple of guys who decided that it was time to test positive. We're having a banner year for people testing positive. So this could be awesome by the end of the year and while it's all said and done. LeVar Johnson in that Brendan Schaub fight in February at the Rousey pay-per-view, he failed the testosterone test. So he will be suspended. Fukuda failed at UFC Japan a test for three different banned substances and was cut. They are apparently not related, according to Keith Kaiser, but he was cut and tested positive.
The news there is that they were actually testing in Japan.
The UFC tested them.
Yes.
Yes. So news of note, fighters that are listening to the show, the organization itself, when it goes to places that don't test, test anyway. As Alex Caceres tested positive for marijuana metabolites, and unlike Matthew Riddle, who they clearly don't like in the UFC, Alex gets suspended for 9 months and gets to go to pot rehab, whatever that is.
And Sean DeZay had comment of the week on the Facebook page when you posted the picture of Alex Caceres because he's giving the okay sign, and Sean said he's probably holding two joints.
I miss him.
Are there roaches in there?
There are not roaches in there, but, you know, It is what it is.
Come back from Canada, Sean.
Yes, please. Come back well. And next week, we will cover everything that breaks over the weekend as we inch closer to find out if somebody, please, somebody, and I'm talking to you, Gustafson, please prove to us that
hold your breath.
We don't need to sit through the Machida rematch. Please, 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 please. Thank you. We'll talk about it next week. It's Way of the Warrior. Catch us on Twitter and Facebook at Wow Show. Subscribe to the podcast. And thank you, as always, to our sponsors, Gunlake Casino and Onnit. Get all the supplements from Onnit online at onnit.com. We'll see you next week.